إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فقال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تعالى أيضا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم صدق الله العظيم. I begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most worthy of being praised. I seek refuge in Allah from the evil of my actions and inclinations and desires. I testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah. Allah is one and has no partner. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for the guidance of mankind. He came after a long chain of messengers, mighty messengers who came to their people and who warned them that they should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone to achieve salvation in this life and in the hereafter. My beloved brothers and sisters, today we are living in very troubled times. Times in which the speed and the volume of information is mind-boggling. Graphic images, slick videos, instant search and answer services, and other tools at our fingertips. On the one hand, we have the option of being merely consumers of this information, viewing, listening, and absorbing to this barrage of information coming into our senses without any critical thinking. On the other hand, we can be at least what we call enlightened skeptics. That is, to look at information in a very critical way, to analyze it, and to determine whether it is of value or not. But we can go one step further, and we can be creators of this information, taking advantage of the incredible tools to shape the world in which we live, and to share the essential and universal message of Islam as we have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we survey the landscape of the media that is so prevalent that we engage in every day, we find it very troubling. And one of the prime targets of this media is no other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not new, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the central figure in this deen, in this revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. It is only natural that he would be the target. He would be the prime target. And in his time, we know from history that he suffered so much abuse and so many stereotypes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again in the Quran came to his rescue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified the doubts and the misgivings of people by answering them in the Quran. It is in this context and this environment that I ask a very simply deceptive question. And that is, what do we owe the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This might sound very simple to you, because for those of us who grew up in a Muslim home, through tradition, through formal or informal learning, through family gatherings, we know about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To those of you who have accepted Islam, who have reverted to Islam, perhaps your journey was a little more enlightening, because in many cases you had to investigate, you had to do research and know about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before accepting Islam. But for all of us, we need to deepen our understanding of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to answer this question, what do we owe the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with deep answers, which we cannot provide today. But I can give you a cursory glance at what some of these answers are. But let me say at the very beginning that the answers to this question, they are profound and they are transformational. If as a Muslim we answer objectively and sincerely, what do I owe to Allah's Messenger, then I will not leave this place today the same person that I came into. I cannot, as a Muslim, sincerely answer the question of what I owe Allah's Messenger without being a transformed person tomorrow, better than what I am today. Because we know that a Muslim, his 2 days are not equal. His tomorrow is always better than his today, and his today is always better than his yesterday. We're always on a journey of transformation, always on a journey of continuous improvement and continuous learning. Before we answer that question, we need to understand and to set the stage for who really the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Do we know really the stature of Allah's Messenger in the sight of Allah? Let me begin by saying a few very simple things. And one of them is, what does it mean to be a Messenger of Allah? A Messenger of Allah is the recipient of a revelation from the mighty and from the wise. He is the recipient of a revelation through the great angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is mighty, who is the King of Kings, who is the Master of Masters. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives this revelation. The weight of this revelation is not easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. That had we sent down this Quran on a mountain, you would have seen it humble itself and cleave asunder for fear of Allah. Even a mountain would crumble to pieces. Yet the revelation is given to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and implanted on the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a mighty and a weighty revelation. No ordinary human being can achieve this, can take this revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself tells us that he, the Lord of the Alameen, Rabbul Alameen, Allah himself and the angels send salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. This is not ordinary. Allah and his angels, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is special to Allah and his angels, and they send salutations to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam journeyed to the heavens, and this is agreed upon by all of our scholars based on the Quran and the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ journeyed to the heavens until he was in the divine presence and he received the order for salah. He had a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this amazing journey to the heavens. A journey that is detailed in the Quran and in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, to understand the magnanimity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to understand his generosity, we need to look at his life. And at the end of his life, the final testament to his prophethood is when he was given the choice. We know that there is narrations in which when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on his deathbed, he would say with those on high. And when he was questioned after he came off that difficulty, it is a choice that he was given by Jibreel alayhi salam, that do you want to remain here in this life or do you want to be with the companions on high? And he chose that. There can be no doubt about the stature of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore, we say five things for the sake of brevity. We say five things that we owe the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And due to time constraints, I want you to take these five things and to go back and to research them, to think about them, to reflect on them. The first one is the obligation of shahada. We become a Muslim and we remain a Muslim when we testify to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the messengership of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this shahada is empowering and liberating. When we study the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find the incredible liberation that they achieved because of the shahada. Bilal ibn Rabah, at the hands of Umayyah, was a mere slave. He was a mere slave to be done with in whatever way Umayyah wanted, and when he made that testimony of faith, he broke the shackles of slavery and he entered into a world of freedom, a liberation that nothing else can give in this world is the shahad. And this is the same with many other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they entered Islam, for example, when the companion went in the battle of Qadisiyah, when he went to the court of the king, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised us up so that we can take ourselves away from the slavery of man over man to the freedom to worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the liberation that the shahada has given us. And our obligation is to make that shahada to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every single day. It is the shahada that will liberate us in this world and in the hereafter. Our second obligation is to know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None of us as a Muslim can remain a true Muslim without knowing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by that I don't mean the basic knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sometimes, unfortunately, even the basic knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam we don't have. I'm speaking to the young people in this crowd. You have the ability, you have the intellectual acumen to go and listen and read about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have the talent to digest and to absorb the great life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then take your time before old age steps in and learn about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the Prophet said, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلمة, that the acquisition of knowledge is an obligation on every Muslim, male and female. The third obligation that we have is loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not enough to make that testimony of faith with our lips. It is not enough to intellectually know about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is crucial that we develop love in our heart for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah azza wa jal tells us, "An-nabiyyu awla bil mu'minin min anfusihim wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum." That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more worthy of the believers than their own selves. He is dearer to the believers than their own selves, and his wives are their mothers. The great stature. And we have many hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where the Prophet says that you cannot truly believe until I become dearer to you than your mother and your father and everything that you have. So loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not an option for us. But how do we do it? We cannot love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam unless we know who he is. Unless we spend time with him, as the scholars would say, when they would sit to read the hadith, when they would sit to learn about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would say that they are spending time with him. Because we are not, the Prophet is not with us. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the privilege of being with him. And therefore, they had that privilege that we don't have. Yet, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a similar privilege when he said to his companions, "I wish I can see my brothers." And the companion says, "Ya Rasulullah, are we not your brothers?" And he said, "No, you are my companions. My brothers are those who will not see me, but they will believe in me." Subhanallah, this is us. This is you. This is me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us that privilege of being his brothers. How then can we not love him? How then can we not know him? How then can we not testify to his prophethood? And because of time, I'm going to condense a few more of the obligations into one and say that our obligation is to obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to emulate him, to honor him, and to defend his honor. And all of these are worthy of many khutbas by themselves. But let me say this. We spend our time, many of us, all of us perhaps, we spend our time pursuing our career, going to universities, becoming specialized in our fields and in our talents. And we live our lives until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to take us. But who amongst us is willing to dedicate his life, to dedicate his intellect, to dedicate his ability to honoring and to defending the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many of you are in intellectual fields that you can contribute to defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Today, millions of dollars are being spent by corporations so that they can give misguided understanding of Islam, so that they can malign the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that they can write books and do research and do surveys to malign the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are we doing? What kind of media do we have? What kind of papers are we publishing? What kind of classes are we offering? And what kind of classes are you attending so that you can be one of the defenders of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? My brothers and sisters, let us understand that the shahada, saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, has implications. It is not enough to say the shahada and to perform the prayers and to fast in the month of Ramadan. There are implications to the shahada. And those implications are what we need to reflect on, to build on, and to transform our lives. وَأَخْرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله عز وجل says in the Quran, ومن يطع الله ورسوله فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. This verse of the Quran was revealed in a special circumstance. Ibn Jarir reported that Sa'id ibn Jubair said, an Ansari man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was looking very sad. The Prophet said to him, why do I see you so sad? He said, O Allah's Messenger, I was contemplating about something. And the Prophet said, what is it? The Ansari man said, we come to you day and night, looking at your face and sitting by you. Tomorrow you will be raised with the prophets and we will not be able to see you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say anything, but later Jibreel alayhi salam came down with this ayah, and the ayah reads, whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, وَمَنْ يُطِعَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, then they will be in the company of those on whom Allah has bestowed his grace, of the prophets, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ, and the truthful, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاء, and the martyrs, وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the righteous. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and what excellent company there is. And once a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, when is the hour? When will be the day of judgment? And the Prophet said, what have you prepared for it? And he said, I have not prepared anything much in terms of prayer and fasting, but I love Allah and the Messenger. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you will be with those whom you love. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشفي مرضانا، اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين ومن الصادقين ومن الشهداء والصالحين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.